The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 28. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on April 23rd, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Yesham Tvanta Gatam Papam Yesham Tvanta Gatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam
Jananam Punya Karmanam
Te dandva moham nirmukta.
Te
dandva moha nirmukta. Bhajante mandrithavrata. Bhajante mandrithavrata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Purport. Those eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish, and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regulative principles of religion, who have acted piously and who have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, gradually, they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness, in the association of pure devotees. For in the association of great devotees, one can be delivered from delusion. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2 that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. Mahat sevang dvara mohor vimukte. But one who associates with materialistic people is on the path leading to the darkest region of existence, tamodvarang yoshitam sandisangam. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from their delusion. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or to be fully engaged in His transcendental loving service with determination.
Bandeham. Shri Balakamala
Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sangrajata Sagana Raghunathanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, there is a pure message coming from Krishna. Which will save us from this material existence. Why is Krishna broadcasting this message? Because Krishna loves us. He wants us back in his abode. It's actually not a difficult thing. Just like, is it hard to tune into a radio station? If you don't know the frequency, it may be difficult. You heard there's a really good show on the radio program on this morning. No one told you the frequency, so you keep flipping all the dial. You flip here, there, everywhere, flipping up and down the dial, trying to find where is that radio show.
Jeigu girdėjote, kad vyksta labai gera laida, bet nežinote, koks dažnis, jūs galite ieškoti jo ilgai.
It may be very hard. You may miss the whole program. By the time you find it, the show is over, you see.
Gal kol surasite ir ta laida baigsis.
But if someone tells you the exact frequency,
bet jeigu jums kas nors pasako konkretų dažnį,
then it's very simple. You just tune in.
Tiesiog įjungiate ir viskas.
It's all you have to do.
Viskas, ką tie turi daryti.
If somebody gives you a false frequency,
jeigu kas nors jums nurodo netinkamą dažnį,
then you're in trouble also.
Tuomet vėlgi sunkumai.
You just need to have the proper information. So how does that information come? The proper information. Who knows the proper frequency? The radio station. They're the ones who purchased the license to broadcast at that frequency. So they know the frequency. You just have to find out from the radio station what is your frequency. And then by tuning into that frequency, then you're completely connected. You see. So, who was the radio station in this example? That's Krishna. And what is the frequency for tuning in? That is given in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 2. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasyo vidu sakaleneha mahata yoganashta parantapa. This supreme knowledge was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession. And the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and thus the science, as it is, appears to be lost.
Šitas aukščiausias mokslas buvo perduodamas mokinių seka, ir taip jį patirdavo šventieji karaliai. Tačiau ilgainiui seka nutrūko, todėl pirminė mokslo esmė dabar atrodo bus prarasta.
So if the science is lost, what is our hope?
Jeigu šitas mokslas prarastas, tai kokia mūsų viltis?
There's no hope.
Jokios vilties nėra.
But we are most fortunate. We have an unbroken line of succession going all the way back to Krishna. That is called Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We have an unbroken chain of spiritual masters going back to Krishna.
So
all we have to do is tune into the broadcast.
And then we become delivered.
So, how can we tune in then? We have the greatest acharya in that disciplic succession. His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa, Pariva Jagacharya, Asta Tarasadashi Srimad Asi Bhakti Vedantati Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, who has started this ISKCON. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Properly known as the Hare Krishna Movement. Or the Hare Krishnas. Or the Krishnas. Yes. We have this popular movement, which is broadcasting Prabhupada's teachings to the world. So if you want to get tuned in, if you want to get spiritually turned on, if you want to get liberated from this material existence, it's not difficult. All you have to do is read Prabhupada's books. Understand exactly what Prabhupada is saying and follow the instructions. It's so simple thing. The key is you can't bring in some new philosophy different from Prabhupada, you see. That's the key. As soon as you bring in some new philosophy, then you're getting the radio thing, is you're going off the frequency, you see. As soon as you introduce some conception which is not coming in the Sampradaya, then you become disconnected with the broadcast. So we need association. Man is a social animal, it is said. So you need to find those persons who are purely following Prabhupada. Who are presenting Srila Prabhupada's teachings without even the slightest deviation. You need to find such persons. You need to associate with them. Sangat sanjayate kama. One's consciousness is developed according to his association. So if you will take shelter of that association, of those who are purely following Srila Prabhupada, you're going to feel great. You're going to wake up every morning with a big smile on your face. You're going to be in bliss. Because you are connected with Krishna, the Supreme, all-powerful, all-beautiful, all-renounced, all-wealthy, all-knowledgeable, all-famous, personality, who's standing on the bank of Keshika in the full moon night of the Sharad season, wearing a yellow dhoti and a peacock feather in his hair, blowing the fifth note on the flute. You'll become connected with him. And I tell you, once you get connected with Krishna, you're going to say, Maya, bye-bye. You've been my girlfriend or boyfriend long enough, Maya.
Daug metų buvai mano vaikinas ar mergina, Maya.
I don't need you anymore.
Daugiau man tavęs nereikia.
Because now I have a new love.
Nes turiu naują meilę.
I'm giving all of my love to Krishna.
Visą savo meilę atiduodu Krishnai.
Krishna can reciprocate like no one else, you see.
Niekas kitas į tą mano meilę taip pasakyti.
Anyone else you give your love to, they exploit you.
Jeigu kažkam kitam duoda savo meilę, jis išnaudoja.
They cheat you.
Apgauna.
Unless they're a pure devotee. But when you give your love to Krishna, there's no cheating. Krishna reciprocates. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I do reward them accordingly. And you know what that accordingly is? I mean, it's really a good deal. Krishna gives you 10 times back what you give to him. Show me anybody in this world, you give them a little kindness, you get 10 times kindness back from them. Such love does not exist in this world. You won't find it. You can't even get equal love back from somebody in this world. Krishna not only gives equal love, he gives you 10 times back the love you give to him. So do you realize how much benefit there is by chanting one round of japa? Why one round? Even one bead of japa. Do you realize how much benefit there is from chanting one bead of japa? Why one bead? Even one word of the mantra. There's unlimited benefit. That is the great power of Krishna. As soon as you connect with Krishna, you become liberated. So we simply have to learn how to connect with Krishna. We have to regulate our senses. We cannot remain servants of our senses and become pure devotees of Krishna. That is not possible. You say, but I really want to serve my senses.
Bet aš tikrai noriu tarnauti savo jusmėm.
But where has it gotten you?
Bet kur tai jūs atvedė?
You have been serving your material senses for millions of lifetimes.
Milijonų gyvenimų jau tarnavot savo jusmėm.
What have you gotten out of it?
Ką iš to gavot?
Another damn rotting material body.
Dar vieną pūvantį kūną.
That's all you've gotten.
Viskas, ką gavo.
Why are you a slave of your senses?
Kodėl jūs vergaujate savo jusmėm?
Does that make any sense to remain a slave of the senses?
Ar kokia nors prasmė yra būti savo juslių vergu?
It's insanity.
Yra beprotybė.
Tell your senses no.
Pasakykit savo juslėm ne.
When they want illicit sex, say no. When they want meat, say no. When they want a cigarette or some liquor or some marijuana, no. Tell your senses to go jump in the lake. That from now on, I am Krishna's devotee. And that's it. I'm not giving in to you anymore, my dear senses. My dear tongue. My dear genitals, I'm not giving in to you anymore. Now, from now on, I'm the boss. And you do what I say. And that's it. That's called Goswami, you see. Goswami is not a dog serving his lusty desires. He is one who has conquered over his lusty desires. Actually, one who conquers over his lusty desires becomes a powerful hero. So do you want to be a hero? Or do you want to be a defeated rascal? It's your choice. And if you want to be a hero, The Bhagavad Gita will tell you how to do it.
Bhagavad Gita pasakys, kaip tai padaryti.
How you can become a mighty conqueror.
Kaip galit nugalėti savo protą.
Greater than Napoleon.
Galingesniam už Napoleoną.
Simply by conquering over your senses.
Paprasčiausiai, nugalint savo jusles.
By following the regulated principles.
Sekant reguliuojamaisiais principais.
Of freedom.
Laisvės principais.
These regulated principles do not enslave you.
Reguliuojami principai jūsų nekalina.
No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. No gambling. These principles do not enslave you. These principles liberate you. So do you want to be liberated? Rupa Goswami gives the formula. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Iha hasya harer dashe karmana manasagira nikalasvapyavastasu jivan mukta so uchite. One who engages his body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna is a liberated soul, even within all conditions of this material existence. So you can be a brahmachari living in the temple.
Galite būti brahmacharis, kuris gyvena šventykloje.
You can be a married woman raising children.
Galite būti vedusi moteris, kuri augina vaikus.
You can be a married man working a job.
Vedęs vyras.
You can be a student.
Ar studentas.
Doesn't matter what you are.
Visiškai nesvarbu, kas jūs esate.
If you will engage your body, your mind, and your words in the service of Krishna, Jivan mukta sa uchate. You are a liberated soul in this material world.
Užimsite savo protą, kūną ir žodžius Krishnai, tuomet jūs esate išsivadavusi siela.
You can put Goloka Vrindavan down as your address.
Jūs, kada paklausiu jūsų adresą, galite atsakyti, kad
instead of Kaunas, Lithuania, you see. Yes, I'm from... This is my address, Goloka Vrindavan.
Mano adresas, Goloka.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Kol girdim paskaitą, atrodo, kad dabar aš jau galiu kontroliuoti jūslės, bet praėjus pusvalandžiui pasirodo, kad ne.
Galima klausimą papildyti? Papildyti klausimą. Kaip kartais irgi nusprendė, ta prasme, kad aš nebenoriu tarnauti jūslės, bet jausmai neklauso. Tiesiog jie neklauso. Ko trūksta?
Why? While we are listening the class, we feel that now I will control my sense.
Jai.
But after half an hour, we see that I can't do it. Why?
Because you stop listening to the class. This class is going on eternally in your heart. You just have to fully connect with this class. If you do so, it'll echo eternally within your heart. I'll give you an example. I first heard Prabhupada give a class in 1971 in Golden Gate Park, San Francisco. He gave us a class from Subhadra Devi's cart. Subhadra Devi's cart, like Ratha Yatra cart. That class is still reverberating within my heart. Prabhupada told us, he said, to become Krishna conscious, it is not a difficult job. Simply requires practice. He said, every day you're drinking water. Once, twice, thrice, more than them. He said, if every time you will drink water, you will remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. then immediately you become Krishna conscious. So those words are echoing my heart now for 41 years. And I'm keeping me connected with Krishna for 41 years. You just got to fully take these words into your heart that I'm speaking to you. Let them eternally echo within your heart. And then you'll never fall into the Maya ever again. Okay? Next question.
Ar tai priklauso nuo to, kaip aš priimu tą žmogų, kuris duoda pamokymus, ar kodėl taip yra, kad nepavyksta taip paprastai užfiksuoti savo širdietų žodžių? It depends on how I am how I'm receiving this man who is giving teachings, or why it is not fixed in my heart, or why I can't fix it in my heart.
Why he can't fix these teachings in his heart right now?
Yes.
It's called the demon of doubt.
Tai yra vadinama abejonių demonu.
Arjuna had the same problem you do, Prabhu.
Arjuna turėjo tą pačią problemą kaip ir jis.
That's why he addressed Krishna, Madhusudana. He was saying, my dear Krishna, please destroy these demons of doubt which are infecting my heart. So if you will pray like that, Prabhu, my dear Krishna, please free me from these demons of doubt. Please, Krishna, free me. Krishna will do that. All your doubts will be destroyed by his mercy. And then the teachings will fully enter your heart. Next question.
I would like to ask, speak about desires. I mean, it's fixed teaching to refuse, I mean, to say no to desire, to say no to meat, to say no. I mean, what? Not all people are the same. It's like for someone easier to refuse something or to fight with one desire, for others more difficult. And I mean, why should you fight with desires or more than try to understand it? And say, why should I say no? I don't.
Why should you say no? Tell him in your
kodėl žmogus turėtų pasakyti ne savo troškimams? Galbūt vieniems žmonėms lengva kažką tai atsisakyti, kitiems yra sunkiau. Ir kodėl žmogus turėtų kovoti su savo troškimais vietoj to, kad stengtis juos suprasti?
A little child doesn't desire meat.
Mažas vaikas netrokšta valgyti mėsos.
A little baby has no inclination to eat meat.
Mažam vaikui nėra polinkio valgyti mėsos.
Not a natural desire. But he's conditioned to desire meat by his parents. So there are natural desires, and there are unnatural desires. If you give in to unnatural desires, you remain in anxiety. But if you only give in to the natural desires, then you become full of bliss. So you have a choice. You can give in to your unnatural desires. Or you can reject your unnatural desires. It's your choice. It takes time. Just like somebody has a diet for cigarettes.
Ir prireikia laiko, pavyzdžiui, kažkas tai rūko.
They have a nicotine addiction.
Ir jie turi prisirišimą prie nikotino.
And they know it's killing them.
Ir jie žino, kad tai jie žudo.
They want to give it up.
Jie nori tai mesti.
But the desire for nicotine is so strong, it's very difficult to give it up.
Bet troškimas toks stiprus ir taip sunku mesti.
But with higher understanding,
bet turėdami aukštesnį supratimą,
this desire is bad for me.
Šitas troškimas yra blogis man.
They have a stronger desire to be healthy than they do to satisfy their nicotine craving.
Žmogus turi didesnį troškimą būti sveikesniam negu turi troškimą nikotinui.
So it's a matter of one desire overpowering another desire.
Klausimas yra vienas troškimas, kada yra stipresnis už kitą.
You can't give up desire, that's a fact.
Mesti troškimo be abejo negali.
Desire is natural.
Troškimas yra natūralu.
It's a matter of intelligently analyzing what will be the result of this desire.
Klausimas yra intelektualiai analizuoti, koks bus rezultatas šito troškimo.
You have a choice. You can desire this, this, this. You can choose what you desire. You see, you're not forced to desire this thing or that thing.
Tu gali pasirinkti, ko trokšti.
You can choose what you want.
Gali pasirinkti.
So you have to intelligently analyze what desire is for my benefit and what desire is not good for me.
Tad intelektualiai reikia analizuoti, kokie troškimai man yra geri, kokie ne.
And then if your intelligence is strong, then you can give up those bad desires and take the good desires only.
Ir tuo atveju, jeigu intelektas jūsų stiprus, bet galite atmesti tuos troškimus, kurie yra jums nenaudingi.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Ar tai atsako jūsų klausimą?
What is strong intellect?
What does it mean, strong intellect? Ką reiškia stiprus intelektas?
Strong intellect means very good, with a very good understanding of what's good and what's bad.
Stiprus intelektas reiškia labai geras supratimas, kas yra gerai, kas yra blogai.
You ever met an intelligent person?
Ar kada buvot sutikęs intelektualų žmogų?
Smart guy? Yeah. Some people are very smart, like a smart businessman, he makes big money, you see. He knows where to invest and where not to invest. He's a smart businessman, intelligent businessman. So, you should be like a smart businessman. You should know where to invest your energy to get the greatest benefit out of your life. Any other questions? Okay.
Jeigu žmogus tvirtai nusprendė, kad nebenori vargauti savo jausmiem, bet
jausmai neklauso.
Bet jausmai jo neklauso.
Tai ko trūksta, kad tas ryštas duotų rezultatų?
Ko trūksta, kad ryštas duotų rezultatų? Still, if you have a strong conviction that I will not go after my senses, but anyway, these senses are not listening. So, what to do? What, why?
That means you're not telling them no loud enough. No matter however loud they scream at you to give you sense gratification, you have to scream even louder back at them no.
Nesvarbu, kaip garsiai jie šauktų, kad duok mums jūsų pasitenkimą, tu turi dar garsiau ant jų šaukti ne.
You have to out-scream your senses. That's a...
perrėkti savo jūsus.
The senses say, give me sex!
Jūs nesako, duokit man sex.
Say, no! You see? However loud your senses are screaming, you have to yell even louder.
Turi šaukti dar garsiau, negu jie šaukti. Iš kur tai ateina dvasinė jėga iš askezės, iš kur, kad turėtų tokią jėgą, kur jėga susvies.
So where to get this power to say no to the four senses? Where it comes from?
That comes from the spiritual master.
Tai ateina iš dvasinė mokytoja.
He empowers you.
Jis įgalina tave.
That's why you need the spiritual master.
Dėl to reikia dvasinė mokytoja.
You understand?
Ar suprantat?
Next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
žmogus turi kentėti, kad norintis savo duoti, kad jisai norintis savo duoti, kad ar kančia privaloma.
Ar norint įsivaduoti, kančia yra privaloma. Ar jeigu žmogus nori įsivaduoti, jisai privalo kentėti.
If someone desires to become liberated, has he to, should he go on suffering? Should he suffer if he does?
No, liberation. Actually, liberation means you become free from suffering. So, Krishna consciousness means become free from all suffering. That is Krishna consciousness. Why go on suffering? Remain to be not Krishna conscious, that means to go on suffering. To become Krishna conscious means no more suffering. So you have a choice. You want to keep suffering? Or do you want to become completely free from all suffering? Choice is yours. If you take the pure bhakti, all your suffering is finished for all of eternity.
Jeigu tyra bhakti priimsi, visas tavo kančios baigėsi amžiams.
Vishnu Priya Mataji.
Doesn't one has to know what is real suffering? What real suffering means?
You're asking a question or making a comment? Or did you ask what is real suffering? Yes. Or did you say someone should know what is real suffering?
Yeah, doesn't one has to know what is real suffering?
Doesn't one have to know? Yes.
Ar žmogus neturėtų žinoti, kas iš tiesų yra tikras kentėjimas?
That's a very good point or question, because in this material world, what we think, what we take to be enjoyment is actually suffering. And that which is actually happiness, we take it to be unhappiness. That's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 69. Yāna śāsara bhūtānam tasyam jagarti samyami yasyam jagati bhūtāni yāna śāpaśyato mune. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. And the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage.
Tai, kas yra diena sąlygotam sielom, tas yra naktis išminčiams. Ir kas yra diena išminčiams, tai yra tamsa, sąlygų tamsa.
I remember when I had a small preaching center in Norman, Oklahoma many years ago.
Oklahomoje kažkada turėjom mažą pamokų centrą.
And I had a next-door neighbor who lived just in the back of the yard, the lot I was in.
Ir kitame kiemo gale gyveno kaimynas.
So I was up one morning, as I was every morning, you know, chanting my japa in the early morning.
Per kiekvieną rytą aš kėliausi kartodavau savo japa.
And he said, what are you doing up at such an ungodly hour? In the USA, that's a saying. If you get up early, that's called ungodly. So it shows you the mentality, you see. That which is godly, they take to be ungodly. So one has to actually understand what is actual suffering, what is actual happiness. They think, you know, having sex is real happiness. Wow, just give me a beautiful girl and let me have some sex and I really enjoy, you see. But they don't realize that actually that requires to have sex life according to religious principles, it requires great sense of responsibility and duty.
But
responsibility and duty. To have sex is, one has to take a great responsibility. To give protection to that woman. And to give protection to that child. It's not just for pleasure. One has to understand what is actual pleasure.
Žmogus turi suprast, kas yra tikras malonumas.
Pleasure means to reconnect with God.
Malonumas reiškia atkurti ryšį su Dievu.
Because all pleasure actually comes from God.
Nes iš tiesų visas džiaugsmas ateina iš Dievo.
God is the source of all pleasure.
Dievas yra viso džiaugsmo.
So when you connect with God,
tai, jeigu susijungia su Dievu,
Krishna, then you are connected with the source of all pleasure and all happiness. So sex pleasure lasts for only a few seconds only. And then you have a whole life of very serious duty and responsibility. As they say, king for a day and slave for a lifetime. It's a fact. That's why we recommend brahmachari. Or if you want to be married, you must strictly follow Buddhist principles. And that way you remain liberated soul. So anyway, the point is that when you reconnect with Krishna, it was a source of unlimited happiness. Then you achieve that state described by Maharaj Rishabhadev. Brahma Sakyam Tvanantam. That spiritual happiness which goes on increasing unlimitedly forever. So I admit it's more subtle than sex pleasure. But sex pleasure only lasts for a few seconds. And Vamasvakam lasts for all of eternity. So do you think it would be worthwhile to learn how to enjoy that more subtle pleasure? And if you can get a pleasure that goes on for all of eternity, increasing, increasing, increasing for all of eternity, it's a pretty, as they say in English, it's a no-brainer. And even somebody with a half a brain can say, yeah, that would be better. A few seconds of intense pleasure and then a whole life of slavery. Versus unlimited spiritual happiness for all of eternity. So Krishna consciousness wins in the pleasure contest. Therefore I am chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Any other question?
In material world, we want to have some property or some our space. I want to ask, it is that in spiritual world, soul also has some property or some space?
Actually, in the spiritual world, because Krishna becomes your property, you become the virtual owner of everything. So why settle for a little tiny space here in the material world? When you can become the virtual owner of everything. In other words, if you're the son of a rich man, then all of his property is your property also. The boy, he may run away from home and live as a vagabond on the street, as a poor beggar, having a few meager possessions. But when he returns to his father's house, he inherits a huge empire. So you return to your father's house, and you will inherit an unlimited empire. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Žmonės dažnai tyraujasi, kaip žmogui jaunam atrasti savo gyvenimo kelią. Kokie mokytojas turėtų patarimą?
Always young people asking, me how to found their way in the life, their place in the life. So
all you have to do is be yourself. You've been trying to find happiness by being so many things that people told you you should be. And it never worked because it's artificial. You just have to get back to being who you really are. Reconnect with the actual self. Therefore, the Atma Tattva, that is the essential science. Atma Tattva. The science of the self. One has to understand the actual self beyond the material body. As long as you think you are that material body, any attempts to be happy will be frustrated. Just like when I went to the university, they didn't teach me that it was not my body. They wanted to know, what were you major in? Because I didn't know who I was. No major field of study or no career made sense to me. Because I didn't know who I was. So unless you actually know who you are as an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with the supreme source of all existence, unless you understand the actual identity of the self, no matter what you try to adjust yourself or to find your niche, you'll never be satisfied. You may get some temporary satisfaction in the mode of passion, but it will burn out and turn to poison in the end. Therefore, once you come to the mode of goodness, by cultivating transcendental knowledge, even if it's a little austere in the beginning, I have to give up in sense enjoyment, but it's worth it. Because then you understand your actual identity. You revive the actual eternal self which is sitting within the body. And once you get that eternal self revived by taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, you become deathless, immortal. And that feels really good. Any other questions?
Jeigu pradedi dirbti darbą, ne, už kurį gauni pinigus ir to prasme ir nori atlikti atrodo tarnystę, bet negali nuolat galvoti apie Krišną, todėl kad tas darbas yra atsakingas ir kad tu gali išsiblaškyti ir jauti, kad tolsti ir dar plus, kad suvoki, jog atrodo, kas tie pinigai iš tikrųjų, kiek tavo laisvo laiko, atrodo, kiek tu galėtų mąstyti, gilintis, bet tu turi vat, dirbti, nu, to prasme, pasaulyje iš tam, to prasme, nežinau. Jo, tas labai.
Jeigu žmogui reikia dirbti, jis negali, jis turi būti susikaupęs į darbą, negali daug laiko galvoti apie Krišną.
Ar tai tikra tarnysi, kaip ta prasme, kaip nenutolta, nes tu suvokia, aišku, kad tas darbas yra būtinybė tau ir tu neturi tiek laiko dvasiniam ieškojimam gilinimuose, kad galėtum gilintis.
Kaip tokiamis aplinkybėmis nenutolti nuo dvasinės praktikos? If I have to work, and work is responsible, I cannot think about Krishna during this work. So how I can not go away from spiritual practice?
Wait a minute, that's not true.
Tai netiesa.
What you're saying is not true.
Tai, ką tu sakai, nėra
tiesa. I can't think about Krishna while I'm at work.
Negaliu galvoti apie Krishna, kol esu darbe.
That's not true.
Tai neteisinga.
I mean, you have to, Krishna says, whatever you do, do it for me.
Krishna sako, kad ir ką darai, daryk tai dėl manęs.
If you're not remembering Krishna when you're at work, that means you're working for yourself.
Jeigu neatsimini Krišnos, kai dirbi, reiškia dirbi dėl savęs.
So stop working for yourself.
Nustok
dirbti. You work for Krishna.
Dirbi dėl Krišnos.
And then you remember him all day long.
Jis tada visą dieną jį prisiminsi.
I used to work in the corporate world.
Aš dirbau pasaulyje.
And I remember the co-workers. They'd have the picture of their wife and their kids there on the desk. They're working to support their wife and children. And because they're working for their wife and children, all day they remember their wife and children. So if you're not remembering Krishna at work, that means you're not working for Krishna. So now you work for Krishna. Every penny you earn should be spent for in a way that pleases Krishna. That means no more sense gratification. Don't spend your money foolishly on sense gratification. When you get your paycheck, you think, this is Krishna's money. How can I spend it in such a way that he'll be pleased with me? I guarantee if you do this, you'll remember Krishna at every minute. And you'll be in bliss. Guaranteed. Next question.
Tu tuos pinigus tiesiog atblokuoji, skiri ne savo ir tiesiog.
Pabandysiu kartuot lietuviškai. Kodėl kartais mes būtume fanatiški ir, pavyzdžiui, pinigai yra išleidžiami teisingai mūsų sveikatai, bet mes visi negalvojame, kad yra išleidžiama mūsų jūsų pasitenkinimui. Sometimes you become too much fanatics. For example, we spend money for our health, but still we think this is our sense gratification.
I didn't follow.
Sometimes we became fanatics.
Sometimes we do what?
We became
fanatics. Sometimes we become fanatics.
Yes. We spend some money for our health, for example.
Oh, that's not fanaticism. The Bhagavatam says you have that you should keep good health.
But question is why we still why I'm still thinking I spend for my money for my health. But I
No, you should. It's Krishna, it's not your body, it's Krishna's body. You have to take good care of Krishna. It's his property. It's not. It doesn't belong to you. That body belongs to Krishna. It's like if I'm driving the temple vehicle. It belongs to the temple. I have to take good care of it. It's the temple's property. So your body is the property of Krishna. Therefore, you must keep it in good operating condition to engage in his service. If you're sick, go to the doctor. If you need medicine, you take the medicine. Do you understand?
Apie malonumą norėjau paklausti. Materialus malonumas trumpas ir ryškus, o dvasinės tik tai stūrus ir amžinas. Bet kai paprašyta ten aukštų dvasinio lygio žmonių stoti prie tokio malonumo, kad jie sako, kaip esmina, kad jie būtų nusispjaun.
Noriu paklausti apie malonumą. Jūs minėjote, kad materialus malonumas yra labai trumpas, bet saldus, o dvasinis yra subtilus, bet amžinas. Bet aš skaičiau šventrašiuose, kad aprašyta, kad aukštame lygyje dvasinis malonumas yra toks intensyvus, kad žmogus tik pagalvojasi, bet kokį materialų malonumą tiesiog nusispjauna.
You said that material pleasure is temporary and said that spiritual pleasure is subtle, but...
Is what? Subtle, yeah. Subtle, but eternal.
But it's eternal. But I read in scriptures that in high levels... spiritual pleasure is so big that even if one thinks about material pleasure, he just spit on that.
Yeah. So what's the question?
So This material pleasures, you said that it's very short, but it's very big.
Yeah, it appears to be very enjoyable, but actually it's simply poison. Maya makes it appear to be enjoyable, but actually it's suffering.
Maya padaro taip, kad tu galvotum, kad tai yra malonu, kad tai yra pasitenkinimas, bet iš tiesų tai yra nuodai.
It's called illusory happiness.
Tai yra vadinama iliuzinė laimė.
It's not really happiness. It's just an illusion of happiness. And in material sense gratification is an intense illusion of happiness. It's very fast, it's over very quick. It appears to be very enjoyable, but actually for those who have awakened their actual happiness, they realize it's a very miserable thing.
Tai atrodo kaip pasitenkinimas, bet tiem, kurie pažadino savo sąmonę, tai jiem atrodo kaip kančia. So it means that spiritual pleasure is
millions and billions of times better.
Dvasinis malonumas yra milijonas.
What's the question?
He was curious that this spiritual pleasure is only very, very subtle.
Subtle means you have to purify your senses. It's a very high level pleasure beyond the gross senses. But the self is also very subtle. The body is gross. Material pleasure is gross. The actual self is very, very subtle. So therefore, the suitable pleasure for the actual self is the subtle pleasure. It's not gross. It's not in the, you know, bhumi rapo navlava yukang mono varayivacha. It's beyond these material elements. The happiness of Krishna Bhakti. It's on the pure spiritual platform. That's why it's subtle. Doesn't mean it's not substantial or it's not tangible. To say it's subtle doesn't mean it's insignificant. It just means it's very high level. That's a very high class pleasure, you see. Not low class pleasure. Is that clear to everybody?
Atliekant šiame kūne dvasinę praktiką, patirti kažkokius, ar Krišna duoda kažkokius tai avansų skonius, kurie yra būdingi dvasiniam lygiai.
While still we are in this body and practicing Krishna consciousness, can we feel some spiritual pleasure which is available only on the very high level?
Can you feel it?
Yes.
Sure. Jan Hare Krishna. Your soul will become reconnected with Krishna. And you feel really, really good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's very subtle and it's very sweet. It's not gross like a bottle of beer. It's a subtle thing. But it's more powerful than any material pleasure. As confirmed by Rupa Goswami. Tunde tandavati vriting vitinate tulam tundavali lam diye karna krodha gadamani gatayaktaye kunarvine braspiham. Shaita prangana sangani vichayate sevendriyanam kritim no jane danita kriyabhiramitai krishne divarnadvai. He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced.
Jisai sako, aš nežinau, kiek daug malonumo šitie du skiemenys Krishna gali sukurti.
Because when I vibrate Krishna,
nes kai turiu Krishna,
Krishna is dancing on my tongue.
Krishna šokant mano liežuvio.
And there is so much nectar emanating from Krishna that my one little mouth cannot capture all of that transcendental bliss.
Tiek daug nektaro trykšta iš Krishna, kad mano viena burna negali visą išgerti.
It's like an unlimitedly sweet gulab jamun.
Kaip neribotai saldus gulab jamunis.
So I need to have millions of tongues to capture that nectar. And when those two syllables Krishna enter the holes of my ears, there's so much pleasure. I need millions and billions and trillions of ears to capture that transcendental nectar. And when Krishna enters the dances in the courtyard of my heart, my mind is completely conquered.
Mano protas yra pilnai nugalimas.
And I am stunned in a state of transcendental wonder.
Ir aš sustingstu transcendentinėje nuostaboje.
So show me any material pleasure that can compete with that. There is no material pleasure that can compete with the pure utterance of Krishna.
Nėra jokio materialaus malonumo, kuris galėtų nors kiek prilygti tyram ištarimui Krishna.
I don't care if you become Brahmaji.
Man nerūpi net jei Brahmaji tapsit.
The lord of the whole material world.
Visa materialaus.
I don't care if you become Indradev, the king of heaven. Or Kuvera, the treasure of the demigods. There is no pleasure anywhere to be had anywhere within the 14 worlds that can compete with the pure utterance of
Krishna.
So I thank you all very much. Achyala Bhai. I'll be back tomorrow morning for Bhagavatam class. Everybody's invited to come. 8 o'clock? 7:45 Bhagavatam class. Everyone be here. And tomorrow night, I'm speaking in Vilnius.
Huh?
Everyone's welcome to come to Vilnius for the lecture tomorrow night. And we have many more events. I'll be here for a whole week. As I said, bring your bathing suits. Bring your bathing suits. Your bhakti bathing suit. And we will go deep sea diving in the ocean of transcendental bliss. For the supreme pleasure. It's subtle, I admit. But it's better than anything you can get anywhere in the material world, I guarantee you that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jo malonė Shrimad Sankarsan Adhikari Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.